I'm ready. Are you ready, Mark?
I'm ready. What about you guys up there?
This is a wedding podcast by Tree Studio,
where you can find your new weekly wedding insight.
Unsure about which venue is best for you?
Or are you choosing the right photographer?
Turn your dial up.
You're now listening to
Tree Studio Wedding Podcast.
Hi guys, this is Seth from Tree Studio. Today we have a lovely couple we captured in May this year come to our studio to pick up their wedding album and the print. So we have a chance to discuss their wedding insights and tips based on their wedding journey. Hey Danny, hey Jimmy, how are you?
Hi Seth, how are you?
Good Seth.
It's really good to meet you guys. Thanks for your time and to come to our studio. Could you tell us a little bit about your love story and how the wedding day planned out?
Yeah, sure. So me and Danny, before our wedding, we were engaged for about a year and a half. So we knew each other for a couple of years beforehand through social events, meeting each other. And it was quite a journey, I guess. At the time of our proposal, we actually planned to have the wedding a bit earlier, but it was actually, we planned to have it somewhere else or book the venue. We had the venue booked, but it fell through because of the business went closed down. And that was essentially a blessing in disguise for us. Looking back in hindsight. And then we had to find a second venue, and we actually ended up choosing Coombe, Yarra Valley, because of the vibe it gave us. Looking at the kind of photos and visiting the place, it kind of sold it to us itself.
That's really good to hear. You end up choosing Coombe as your wedding venue, and it's a really good experience. So in terms of wedding planning, it could be overwhelming. So how did you proceed from the start to organize so many things?
So we did quite a bit of research beforehand. We had quite a few of our friends get married in the past few years, and they sort of contributed by providing us with a lot of tips, and they sort of taught us, we learned the ropes from them. And then we just need to, it's just about laying down the time. So we need to put down the times, and we need to meet those deadlines, and then plan out, like, just have them down on this Excel sheet. What else?
So it was just essentially getting tips from friends about what required. So at the time, we never really gave much thought about the wedding until we knew that we were getting married. So at the time of proposal, then we started noticing things, and it kind of coincided with a lot of acquaintances and friends that were also getting married. So once you start attending weddings, knowing that your wedding is coming, you pay more attention to things ask a lot more questions. And we have plenty of friends and networks that could actually share their thoughts and give us more insight as to how we could plan and style our wedding. That was very helpful for us to start our planning, basically.
That's really good. Wedding venue is probably the first thing on brides to do list. How did you choose your wedding venues? I know it's at Coombe, so you also mentioned you have traveled somewhere else to have a visit. So compared to other wedding venues, so why Coombe stand out?
Okay, so like Jimmy said previously, we chose somewhere else first. We've made the booking and we've paid the deposit already, but that sort of didn't fall through. So that's why we pushed ourselves, pushed us to go and find another reception or a venue place. And then we sort of, we just have to look online. We looked through Instagrams and, the pictures. And we only went to Coombe. and it just clicked. Everything looked just the vibe it gave, and you know, we can sort of picture ourselves getting married there.
Just to add on top of that, we because we attended quite a few of our other friends' weddings we had, you know, we obviously looked at the places that they had held their weddings, and that gave us a lot of insights to what we wanted and what we didn't. It also helped us narrow down what kind of wedding we wanted. When we initially had our first choice in place and that fell through, then it kind of spurred us on even more so to try and find a place that was probably perhaps a bit a lot better than what we wanted. And hence, you know, we already had a criteria or I guess an image of what we wanted, so it helped us nail down the kind of style of wedding we wanted. And Coom was along, you know, one of the ones that were that had that into, you know, projected the image that we wanted for our wedding, basically.
That's cool. Having a perfect wedding dress is every girl's dream. So how did you find your wedding gowns?
It's just looking through Instagram. It's a lot of a lot of time spent on Instagram. I sort of knew what I wanted right from the start. I wanted something like simple, elegant, yet timeless. So, you know, even when I turned to like 20 years or 30 years from now, I can look back and still think that my wedding dress would be like beautiful to me. So, I don't want to overcomplicate the dress, so I sort of know, you know, a simple elegant dress will be a better fit for me. And also it sort of also the, you know, the venue that we had, you know, it looked beautiful but yet simple and elegant, so so I think that dress is also, you know, looked reflects on our venue as well.
So you reflect your personality as well. Choosing the right service supplier is crucial for a wedding. So except like us, the wedding photographer and the videographer, so we know from previous wedding from friends. I'm not quite sure, how did you find your wedding gowns, like from Instagram and just contact them?
I found my, so I actually went to a lady who designed wedding wedding dresses. And they, and she custom made them as well. So that was through a word of mouth, I think. It was through introduction from our friends. I think it's a friend of a friend. So I didn't know this lady beforehand, but through our friend's introduction, I went to her and sort of just told her exactly what I wanted. She's able to, like, you know, draw a sketch for me. And, yeah, it just went from there. It wasn't, like, too, like, the dress wasn't too hard for me because I know exactly what I wanted already. And it's just finding someone who can, you know, produce that dress for me.
For example, for the other service supplier, did you find them on Wedding Expo or Miley on Instagram or?
So when we went about planning our wedding, a lot of our, the suppliers that we chose, some of them were from our previous friends who,
got married just then.
They showed that they provided us some of those suppliers, and, and that helped us shape what we wanted. So we went ahead with quite a few of the ones that they previously used. Other ones we had to, for ones that we, didn't choose, we wanted that they didn't suit our taste, we went, I actually went online and just did some online shopping, basically. That was the main method for us to find our suppliers, basically.
In terms of like wedding photography, do you have an idea roughly, for example, how many photos you want for like a an hour, something like that, or you don't really have a clue for that? So that's kind of some important questions. So for example, if someone may say, I provide like 8 hours photography and I pretty much end up give you the couple like 500 photos, and someone may say I end up like 1,000. Is there something, you know, better to you guys?
We didn't think about it too much when we when we book you guys. I guess it wasn't like that important to us, as long as the photos sort of came back to, you know,
looking nice
and everything.
So quality better than quality.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, so I think the number one thing that we were looking for was the quality of the pictures and how the vibe that, you know, the style of photography that, you know, you guys provided.
Yeah.
And also just part of the planning was so that was probably the number one thing on the list. Then, you know, the secondary things were what kind of products they offered, and also the timing as to how how it all fitted into the planning of the wedding. So those were the things that we considered when we were choosing.
Okay. So when you're planning your wedding, finding new, fresh inspirations is always important. So you already mentioned you find something through Instagram, through friends. Is there any other, do you use like Pinterest or any other?
It was mainly Instagram. Instagram was my best friend. No, it was mainly Instagram. And also, as Jimmy said, we went to a lot of our friends' wedding already. So we sort of, you know, already got a idea of what we wanted. And also like, in between us, we wanted something that's more, we don't want too much or like too much details of our wedding. We want it to be a day that's
simple and elegant
and also it's, you know, brings, when we remember it, we wanted to think of it as, you know, this day that's just magical, and you know, it brings joy to us when we think about it. So
no worries. So for the future brides who are listening to this podcast, what's your tips or recommendations for them?
Just plan early, don't leave everything last minute. And I think communicate as well, with all your suppliers, you know, the staff that's at Coombe. Our coordinator at Coombe, Sarah, she's done a really good job. She's done a beautiful job organizing everything. But communication, I think, is the single most important thing. You need to tell people like what you want out of your wedding day rather than them guessing what you wanted.
With regards to the planning, just like as Danny said, just try and give yourself a lot of time to plan and so that if anything falls through, that, you know, you've got time to recover, basically. When you're doing your research, I guess, don't limit yourself to your research. Have a couple of options up your sleeves, especially because you don't know what the outcome's going to be like, I guess. And at the end of the day, when you're choosing something, I'm a firm believer that you shouldn't take, you know, risk. So when you're, you know, choosing a supplier of any sorts, try and do research about that supplier. Make sure that, you know, they have that kind of experience. It gives you that peace of mind at the end of the day, that, you know, you don't need to keep an eye on things. It will just all go well, and it essentially did for us. Our suppliers, we didn't have to question them twice or anything. You give them clear instructions, they kind of just did their task diligently. Didn't need to follow up on them again.
Okay. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Jimmy.
Thank you for having us.
You have provided us some really good wedding insights and tips at Coombe. So here we have it. We really appreciate the time you spent with us with Tree Studio. This is a podcast from Tree Studio. Reach out to us when you have any questions for your wedding. Stay tuned. Thanks, guys.